Sports.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. This is WAUK 540 AM 101 or 92.7 FM. We are here with Luann Bird, and she has shared her life journey to this race that she's in. It's going to be finishing up on November 8th for the very, very important new assembly seat. It's a new district, the 84th Wisconsin Assembly. So what are people saying to you? I'm assuming you're doing a lot of doors, right?
Yes. Yes, I am. I've got over 1,000, maybe more. Yeah, every day.
So what are you hearing from voters?
Well, they really want civility, that's for sure. That's very much in demand and very popular when I talk about that. They also like my story. You know, the fact that I have struggled like they have. Most people have had struggles in their life, you know, whether it's healthcare or loss or whatever. My story relates well to them. And the issues are pretty much, you know, kind of across the board. But they really are frustrated with the process. So the fact that I could come and tell them we can do it different. This is a different kind of campaign, and they're interested in that. They become interested in that. So then I, like one guy, I knock on the door, and if we're gonna be civil, okay. So what can I do? You have to ask yourself when you say yes to running. What could one person do out of 99? And, you know, in the minority, what could one person do? But then I realize every single day when I go out, I'm doing something. I am making it a civil, I'm making things civil by the way I run my campaign. And reaching out and talking to everybody is a way of being civil. For example, one night I got home from an event and my neighbor had put up a car sign and I saw him and he saw me and we kind of made faces at each other. And that night I had to process that a few minutes. And then I sent him a text and said, I still love you, Bob. You know, it was okay that you put, and I really kind of had to smooth the whole neighborhood over that. Like politics can be divisive or we can bring it together. And what I'm trying to do is bring it together. Like, and then he texted me back and said, it isn't you, it's the issues. You know, we just don't talk politics and I'm putting money on, it's probably guns that he's concerned about, but we will talk. Anyway, that gives you an example of how to build civility. Now, when I go to the doors, you never know. I knocked on one door and I thought nobody was home and I started to walk away. And this guy comes around the corner, he's got a Trump hat on. And I'm cornered. I mean, I can't get away. This guy's there, I got to talk to him. So I said, hey, I flip out my little flyer. I said, I don't suppose you'd vote for a Democrat, would you? And he laughs and I'm laughing and we start talking about, you know, I'm like, well, what do you like about Trump, you know? And he starts telling me, and then he's not happy with what happens in Washington, and he tells it like it is, and he's like, but he doesn't like that he tweets. And then he starts talking about, you know, a few more things, and I start telling him about my husband, and yeah, I'm not happy either, I'm running because I want more civility, and you know, we've faced challenges and we've figured out how to solve them, and that's what I want. And then he's telling me about his backyard and problems he had with the village and the city. And you know, then he starts telling me he's a recovering alcoholic and he's been sober 20 years, and I'm hearing his whole story, right? All of a sudden he says, you know what, Lou, he says, I can vote for you. And I said, well, thanks, Bill. That's great. And I start to walk away and I realize no one's going to believe me. So I go back. I say, hey, Bill, can I take a picture with you for my Facebook page? Because nobody's going to believe this. And he puts his arms at his side and says, yeah, you flipped me. It was so cute. So, you know, that's the kind of thing I'm running into. And I have lots of stories like that I can tell.
So how are you approaching young folks?
Well, that's another good question. There's a young guy, a young musician that they had actually asked to run first. And but when he said no and I said yes, he jumped right on board to help me get elected. And he's a professional musician. His name is Chris Porterfield. And Field Report is the name of his band. So he's gotten involved in my campaign. and helped some, you know, with some of the social media in the beginning and getting all that running. And then one day I was driving back from Madison and he heard my whole story, just like I'm telling it right now. And by the time I got back, he said, there's more that he thought he could be doing. And he has organized what's called bird songs. So again, we're not doing the traditional fundraising campaign kinds of events. We did one and we did some coffees, you know, meet and greets and stuff, but this is what young people are doing. They're very excited about me and my campaign, and they want to see more civility. So I went and sat around the bonfire one night with all these musicians and just got to know them a little better. And now they've all organized bird songs. And we did the very first event at our house on Friday night here. And we had a crowd of about 40 people. It's just beautiful. If you go to my Facebook page, you can see a little video clip of it. There's more coming, but that's what we got put together so far. So instead of a stump speech, that's not what I'm about. I'm a very real person, and I'm going to tell it like it is as well. I said to Chris, I said, why don't you interview me instead? Let's just have a conversation. That's what I wanted. And that's what we did all night. We kept, you know, just bringing up stories and things. Well, then I also had in the back of my mind that if there was one person in the room that didn't know me, that was probably Republican, if I could get them up there, I would like to role play what it's like going at the doors, right? So sure enough, I found a guy like that, and he was willing to come up, and he gets up there, and I, you know, pretend knock, 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 is this so-and-so? And, you know, and I give him my spiel. I'm Lou Anne Bird. I got a call to run. I was in retirement. My husband and I are not happy with the way things are going. And he, you know, and so we do this role play, and then we get done, and he says to the audience, he says, I got to go off script for a minute. He says, I am one of those dyed-in-the-wool, you know, conservative Republicans from Waukesha, but she's got what we need, and I'm supporting her. I thought it just was so cool. And that's how the whole night went. It was relationships. It was stories. I could tell some stories of the heartbreaking stories of the people I met at the doors and funny ones, like I just told you about Bill. And that's how the night went. Now that's the first concert of many. We just scheduled the second one, which will be at the home of Will Radler in here in Greenfield. We'll get more information out about that. You're the first to know, September 8th at 6:00. So we are running a very non-traditional. It isn't about wine and cheese trays. It is about, like, let's have a beer and let's talk and let's figure it out. What is it that you want? And let's be civil. And let's, I don't even like to say reach across the aisle. Let's just all work together. Let's get rid of the aisle and say, these are the issues. We're going to look at it through the lens of the American people, not through the lens of the party, and get things done for the people. So I got to say, don't forget, Bird is the word in November. Okay? Join our flock. You can sign up online. You can donate. You can knock on doors.
Attorney Mark Thompson.
Thank you, Mark.
Revere Show.
Thank you, listeners. You're welcome.
Look forward to having you back to hear more about how this bird is flying.
Okay.
And more on the issues.
All right.
Thank you, folks. This is WAUK 5:40 a.m. The Shaw, folks. The Shaw. See y'all next week.